possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
A tiny fruit fly is having a huge impact on American fruit farmers. UGA's Ash Seall is leading a team of researchers from across the country who recently received a $2 million grant from the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture to manage the threat to the industry. Thanks for being here to talk about this important work.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell me more about this project?
This is a very interesting project. In this project, we are trying to manage this invasive fruit fly, which is commonly known as spotted wing Drosophila. It is native to Asia, Japan, eastern China, and Korea. It was first discovered in California in 2008. And since then, it has spread like wildfire throughout the country. Now it is almost everywhere, wherever we have small or stone fruit production in the U.S.
And how big of an issue is it here for our farmers?
It is a key pest in all of the small and stone fruits. The females obviously lay eggs in the fruit, and the larvae develop in the fruit, making that fruit to be unmarketable within just a couple of days.
So I read in the research report that it costs farmers about $700 million a year in lost produce and prevention costs.
Yes, it has a huge impact within the United States, and that is why we got this funding support from NIFA to manage this fly. And main goal of our this grant from NIFA is to develop management programs for organic farmers. This managing this fly is particularly a challenge for organic farmers because there is only one chemical that is really effective. And the rest of them, we have to recommend and growers do use, but they are not as effective as they should be. And using the same chemical over and over causes lots of problems. So our goals in this grant are to develop alternative strategies to those chemicals and hopefully make them available to farmers within a couple of years. Our first objective, for example, is to develop behavioral strategies to attract flies away from the fruit and kill them. Second goal, objective, is to develop cultural strategies where we can manipulate blueberry canopy or other small fruit canopy or soil floor, ground floor of the orchard to make environment within the orchard less hospitable for the fly. And also using some of the nettings to keep the flies away from the orchard or bushes to make sure we get less infestations and obviously healthy fruit to the market. And third objective is to whatever chemicals we have which are less effective currently, try to use some additional strategies, for example, using phagostimulants, just adding sugars to those chemicals to enhance the uptake of those chemicals by fly to make those same chemicals more effective. That way, putting all those together will allow us to develop IPM programs that will help organic farmers manage this key pest of small and stone fruits effectively.
What is the time frame in having the results from?
We have this grant for 3 years, and we are hoping to get at least baseline management programs developed by the end of this grant.
And can you tell me what is the life cycle of the fly, and how big of an impact would just a few flies have?
Growth and development in this fly is explosive. Each female can lay up to 600 eggs individually. And those eggs in our conditions in the southeastern United States can develop from egg to adults within 8 to 10 days. That means that at least every 2 weeks, fly population, if nothing is done to control those flies, will multiply 100 to 200 times. Imagine how fast those populations can develop and then lead to serious damage to the berries.
So I would think an entire orchard would go down.
If nothing is done, yes. Well, actually what happens is even if at lower population densities, once farmers see lots of berries infested in the fruit, they just don't harvest because there is zero tolerance in the market. That is why it is having huge impact on small fruit production in the United States.
Well, if they don't harvest, then I would think the flies would just populate and they would grow and grow because now they have the fruit to grow off of.
Right. That is why we are trying to encourage farmers to implement proactive strategies before flies actually make it into the fruit. That way they can protect their fruit while we are working on developing other strategies to incorporate into the IPM programs.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Today we've been speaking to Dr. Ash Seall, Assistant Professor of Entomology in the UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.